KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
74 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Monday to you. We're back from your weekend. Hope it was a good one for you. I'm Greg Nift in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. It is our top local stories this half hour. 9 people arrested in Reno in a child sexual trafficking sting. Coming up who the suspects are. The elephant fire not growing, but it's not shrinking either. Directly ahead, how big the blaze now is and where the evacuations are. And a deadly motorcycle crash on Geiger Grade on the way. We'll tell you how traffic was impacted. It is our top local story, and we are on fire watch. We begin with the elephant fire burning near Hallelujah Junction. It's holding at over 6,400 acres and 5% containment.
We have air and ground resources assigned to this fire as well. We do have favorable conditions for all these fires. You are going to see a lot of aircraft flying in and out of the fire, and we have a lot of ground resources working in and out of the fire as well. All these fires currently are under investigation.
Incident Commander Joe Walton with Cal Fire on the now several wildfires burning just across the state line. They include the Loomis and Lumbee fires in Lassen County. And as for evacuations from the elephant fire, a leave right now order remains in effect in Lassen County for areas west of U.S. 395 and south of Highway 70. The fire is burning to the east of Loyalton near the spot where the borders meet for Sierra, Lassen, and Plumas counties. A close call on another wildfire, this one in South Lake Tahoe. Fire crews were able to put the kibosh on the Talek fire after it burned about a quarter of an acre around 1:30 Sunday near the Mount Talek trailhead off Highway 89. The cause is under investigation. A big child sex trafficking bust in Reno.
The goal of the operation was to identify and apprehend adults attempting to prey on and purchase sex from minors, as well as those involved in the sexual exploitation of both minors and adults. The HEAT unit views these offenders as among the most dangerous to our community.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says the bus went down over the course of 2 days and led to the arrest of 9 men.
Gabriel Serpio, 24 years old. Stephen Davis, 42 years old. Luis Sanchez Herrera, 31 years old. Rodolfo Garcia Segura, 27 years old. Armando Lara Marquez, 21 years old. Axel Lopez, 33 years old. Orion Hartman, 22 years old. Muhammad Karami, 27 years old.
And Mercurio says, watch your child's social media. They did rescue 2 victims from the sting. When you're talking to your kids about this kind of thing, you should tell them there's a simple rule you need to follow.
In an age-appropriate way, explain that no adult should ask them to keep secrets, send pictures, give gifts for no reason, or make them feel uncomfortable.
In other news, it was a deadly motorcycle crash on Geiger Grade last night. Highway 341 forced to shut down. Authorities say this went down around 9 p.m. near C Street. No word on who the rider is. We are learning more about last week's death by self-inflicted gunshot wound in Reno from a Montana man who was wanted for homicide back there. The suspect is identified as William Bart Stewart of East Helena, Montana. Stewart was accused of crashing his car into a home there and then causing the death of a 69-year-old woman inside that home following a chase with police there.
Montana Highway Patrol stopped Stewart on Canyon Ferry Road before he allegedly sped off at up to 115 miles per hour before he crashed through a fence and into the side of the home at the intersection of Lake Helena Drive and Old Highway 12. According to court documents, a passenger in the vehicle told officers they witnessed Stewart consuming 14 to 15 alcoholic drinks before the crash. Stewart has a history of 4 previous DUI convictions.
Madeline Heath there with KTVH-TV in Helena, Montana. It was a deadly weekend at one Plumas County lake for one Reno woman. This happened at Frenchman Lake when a boat crashed. Authorities say that boat crashed on Frenchman Lake, taking the life of 47-year-old Sandra Ann Skender of Reno. Plumas County says the boat slammed into a personal watercraft. It's not clear how this crash happened, but authorities say alcohol likely a factor there. A big Hollywood blockbuster deal may come down to a decision made in Carson City. Nevada's Attorney General says he's joining the fight to block Paramount for merging with Warner Brothers.
The New York Times reports California is leading the lawsuit and will be joined by New York, Washington State, and Connecticut, among others. Reuters previously reported the states could sue as early as this week. The proposed $111 billion deal would be one of the largest media mergers in history. A reported draft to the lawsuit currently circulating argues the merger would harm competition in the market for so-called tentpole films, the expensive blockbusters that account for a large portion of studio revenues. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Nevada will share in a $45 million settlement with 45 other states after they sued over allegations of harmful business practices from an app.
Cash App is a peer-to-peer money transfer company like Venmo, PayPal, or Zelle. Mark Kruger with the Nevada AG's Bureau of Consumer Protection says that Block, which owns Cash App, made it too easy for bad actors to create accounts and run money laundering schemes and scam operations.
The state alleged that the way that Cash App was kind of running its operations allowed for a lot of different types of fraud to occur.
The parent company doesn't admit to wrongdoing, stating the settlement was aimed at resolving investigations. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Let's take a look at gas prices around Nevada. The statewide average gas price is now up by a cent. AAA says the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $4.58. The most expensive average price can be found in Mineral County, where gas is going for $5.53. The least expensive price is in Lander County, where gas is $3.89. Gas is $4.56 in Clark County and $5.02 in Washoe County. And as always, if you can make it out to Fernley right now, at least of this morning, it's $4.15 a gallon. Well, other news that we are following this hour as we continue right along. Florida is banning the potassium bromide food additive from school meal programs in the upcoming school year.
Pursuant to our authorities under the Unfair and Deceptive Trade Practices Act, we're going to look at how these products are marketed and sold to families.
And that is State Attorney General James Utmeyer, who says he wants to ban it from all foods if he could. FM News Talk time. It is 12:12. This is the KKFD News and Noon. I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Time right now for our very first check of your lunchtime traffic. Let's head right over to the traffic center.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
We have some debris on the road on northbound 580. Just as you approach the Spaghetti Bowl, it's not too bad. Further, there is a broken down vehicle westbound Interstate 80 at the Rock Boulevard off-ramp. Watch your way as you make your way towards Reno. No other problems to consider. And I want to remind you, the traffic is brought to you as another service of Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Yerington. For auto repair, tires, brakes, oil changes, and AC, premium quality work, ridiculously affordable. Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Yerington. It's 78 degrees in Sparks, 76 in Carson City, 83 in Yerington, 67 in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
By Wednesday and Thursday, we'll get back to plenty of sunshine and temperatures in the 90s, something more seasonal, but a little cooler, grayer, and damper than that. Until then. Weather brought to us by REMAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. She should be your real estate agent. Mary Jo and the Brummer Group listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPA's news studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Hey, Dr. McCormick.
Hey, Stan. It's great to see you. What's going on?
I was wondering if you could take a look at my calculator finger. I'm always crunching numbers, and I want to look good when I'm doing it.
Remember when Heritage Bank gave us that great loan to bring my surgery center to life? You were sure crunching the numbers for us then, and they look great.
Yeah, but what about my smile? Helping customers always puts a smile on my face. In fact, I smile so much, I have a smile crease right here.
That's a great smile, and I love all the smiles every time I go into Heritage Bank.
Okay, but I really have this one freckle on my ear. I love listening to my customers, and I don't want anything to get in the way.
Stan, you've always listened to me and what my business needs. In fact, I was so impressed, I moved my accounts over to Heritage.
But Dr. McCormick, I really, really want to be perfect.
Well, Stan, we can actually do that for you. Look at this photo. It shows what you'll look like once you are perfect.
Hey, that's a picture of Heritage Bank.
Exactly.
Heritage Bank of Nevada. It's not how big your bank is, it's how big you are with your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Elite Air Systems of Northern Nevada has been named Best HVAC Contractor by Business Rate and Google All-Time Reviews. For over 18 years, this locally owned, family-operated company has delivered the best in heating, cooling, AC repair, furnace service, and indoor air quality. Expect the best. That's their promise. And their glowing reviews prove it. Call today at 292-0575 or visit EliteAirSystemsNV.com. Your comfort is their priority.
What does America mean to you?
America for me is still the land of the free and the home of the brave. My dad's dad jumped ship in Philadelphia. A boy from Sweden became an American citizen. My dad's older brothers fought in World War II. I grew up overseas in the Middle East where it meant something to be an American. People wanted to be like us and they recognized the good things we have done in the world to free people from tyranny.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
It's Eric Erickson here on FM News Talk 99.1.
Further Nevada's Midday Update, your new news, KKFT.
They're talking about doubling Nevada cigarette tax. I'm John Potter for the new news. A Nevada Tobacco Control and Smoke-Free Coalition is asking for the increase. The group includes the American Lung Association and American Cancer Society. They went before a state legislature committee on revenue last Wednesday, pushing for a $1.75 increase for a pack of cigarettes. That would mean a total tax of $3.55. Proponents say that would bring in tens of millions of dollars to the state and get more smokers to quit. The state cigarette tax increased in 2003 and 2015, dropping Nevada's adult smoking rate to 12% of the population as of 2024. But the ironic issue facing members of the committee is that reducing the smoking rate also reduces the number of people paying the tax. No decision was made by the committee, which recommends bills for the next session. That's next year. If it becomes a bill, it would need a two-thirds majority vote. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time, 12:18. Glad you're with us here. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno, if you are just checking in. The three big things you need to know. Number one, evacuation orders still in effect for the Elephant Fire burning near Loyalton. It's sitting at more than 6,400 acres, 5% containment. You can see smoke here in Reno. Number two, nine men arrested in a child sex trafficking bust in Reno that was held over 2 days. Two victims were freed from that ring there. Number three, Kaiser Permanente may be coming to Reno, but they say there's no truth to a merger with Renown. The RGJ exclusively reporting that. It is our top national story. And it's a developing story out of Maine where federal and state officials in Maine are looking into a deadly shooting that does involve ICE agents.
The shooting happened in the town of Biddeford, about 15 miles southwest of Portland. As officials investigate Project Relief, a group that advocates for immigrant rights, posted on social media that it was during, in its words, an encounter with ICE that one of its community members, they described as a young person, was killed. Governor Janet Mills said in a statement she was briefed on the incident and knows these situations are alarming, but state and federal law enforcement are continuing to work with the Maine Attorney General's and medical examiner's offices to determine the facts. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Back here, a bizarre story from over the weekend in Reno involving a four-year-old boy found wandering around by himself around 1:30 in the morning Saturday.
In an age-appropriate way, explain that no adult should ask them to keep secrets, send pictures, give gifts for no reason.
And the story goes on to say the boy could not tell them who he was or where he lived. Ultimately, he was identified, and authorities were able to get the boy to his proper parents. Reno police officer Officer Hunter Mercurio says appropriate action now being taken. Up to Yellowstone. This is a bizarre story that you might have seen if you've seen this video. A man flipped high into the air by a charging bison at Yellowstone National Park. Video shot by a photographer who was in the area shows the man and his grandson at first standing some distance away from the beast.
The two visitors stopped to take photos of the animal lying in the grass before it began rolling and then charging at a passing car. The park guests spotted running away from the animal, who proceeded to chase them through the trees, the bison catching up, sending the man flying several feet into the air.
And that's NBC's Camilla Bernal. The bison also charged at a group of kids before the photographer joined other campers in trying to distract it.
He says he and other campers ran at the bison, chasing it away and then tending to the man, who he says was in a lot of pain. The man's family telling NBC News he underwent surgery and remains at the hospital.
And again, that word is that the authorities are investigating that as well. A new study shows soccer players may be at risk of higher levels of depression and anxiety midlife.
The research just presented at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London looked at 142 former elite pro soccer players and their neurological symptoms compared to those without a history of multiple head impacts. About 31% of retired players were found in the range for significant depression symptoms, compared to 9% who did not have a history of head impacts. About 42% of the soccer players had significant anxiety symptoms, compared to 25% of non-players. I'm Michael Kastner.
FM News Talk Time, 1222.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
Tow truck on westbound Interstate 80 at the Rock Boulevard off-ramp in Sparks. It's not really creating much of an issue. Just watch out for the tow truck and use a little extra caution. Otherwise, we don't have anything on the roads to tell you about except a whole bunch of construction. Specifically, they will be closing lanes on the Galena Creek Bridge while they do inspections through the 16th. It is 77 degrees in Reno, 80 in Dayton and Smith Valley, 66 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Hopefully some of this moisture that we've had through the morning is going to spread around the Loyalton area and help knock down the Elephant Fire, the source of the smoke that has impacted our air quality. But temperatures, mid upper 80s today, low 80s tomorrow. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Store clerk Abraham Lincoln asked a bumptious patron to refrain from using profanity while ladies were present.
"I would love to see the man who could stop me," was the defiant response.
Lincoln went outside, saying, "I see you must be whipped, and suppose that I'll have to do it." Seizing the insolent fellow, throwing him to the ground, rubbing the man's face with smart weed until he roared with pain. Finished, Lincoln went immediately for water to wash the victim's face and alleviate his distress. Justice was delivered without a particle of anger, thus gaining the troublemaker's respect, making him a better man that day. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
I would love to see the man who could do a better job preparing your cooling system for summer than a Lincoln Heating technician. Join our Presidential Service Program to enjoy additional savings and priority scheduling. Call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
KKFT, your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, sports.
Going into the Celebrity Golf Tourney, Marty Fish and Joe Pavelski were the betting favorites, and that's the way it wound up. Fish number one, Pavelski number two, Steph Curry third, Annika Sorenstam fourth. Aces had a season-high four-game winning streak end on Sunday. Round Rock won the last game of the series yesterday, 5-3. Draft weekend for Major League Baseball, three Northern Nevadans were picked. Former Nogue standout Kyle Scolari, pitcher, going to the White Sox. The Giants picked Reno grad Eric Nockstein in the sixth round. He pitched for McNeese State last season. And Nevada pitcher Aiden Brainerd picked in the sixth round by the Rangers. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your Noon News.
A nationwide recall of a popular brand of pet food.
The FDA has recalled two lots of Pedigree canned wet food for dogs because it may contain sharp fragments of metal or plastic. The 13.2-ounce cans of Pedigree high-protein chopped chicken and duck failed quality control by parent company Mars Petcare and was supposed to be destroyed by a third party. Mars says instead the food was fraudulently funneled back into the marketplace and sold to unknowing customers. Swallowing sharp objects can cause choking in dogs and a number of serious illnesses, including gastrointestinal blockages. The lots recalled are listed on the company's website. I'm Daria Albinger.
Time right now for today's To Your Health.
The spread of measles in the U.S. this year is outpacing the case count for all of 2025. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it has received reports of 2,231 confirmed cases of measles, and that is close to last year's total. The CDC found 93% of cases are linked to people who are unvaccinated or whose vaccination status is unknown. South Carolina is the state that has reported the most cases this year. There's a nationwide recall of a popular brand of pet food.
The FDA has recalled two lots of Pedigree canned wet food for dogs because it may contain sharp fragments of metal or plastic. The 13.2-ounce cans of Pedigree high-protein chopped chicken and duck failed quality control by parent company Mars Petcare and was supposed to be destroyed by a third party. Mars says instead the food was fraudulently funneled back into the marketplace and sold to unknowing customers. The lots recalled are listed on the company's website. I'm Daria Albinger.
Health up.
Meantime, word is that Hollywood is in mourning today. Actor Sam Neill, the star of Jurassic Park and many other Hollywood films, has died at the age of 78.
Dr. Grant, my dear Dr. Sattler, welcome to Jurassic Park.
The New Zealand actor's family confirmed Monday that Neill died in Sydney, Australia. Neill had been diagnosed with stage 3 blood cancer but was declared cancer-free in April. The family said his death was sudden and unexpected. While best known for Jurassic Park, Neill appeared in films including Omen 3, The Final Conflict, Dead Calm, The Hunt for Red October, The Piano, and many others. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A confession that came decades late in today's True Crime Minute. Word is that police are still investigating this cold case, and there may be an opening. It takes us all the way around the country, and indeed the world, in today's Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Nearly four decades after a young Jacksonville, Florida mother was beaten to death, police say her killer picked up the phone, called deputies, and by the end of the day, he was in handcuffs. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office announced that Gary Edward Glovach was arrested in connection with the killing of 20-year-old Melissa Ellison. Police say the 70-year-old contacted the Sheriff's Office the day he was arrested and told investigators he had information on the case. Ellison's body was found by authorities in her bed with injuries consistent with blunt force trauma on December 28, 1987. Investigators say Ellison's roommates checked on her after hearing her toddler crying on the living room couch. The case went cold for decades until July 8th when Glovach called police. What he told investigators is redacted in his arrest report, but after talking with cold case detectives, he was informed that he was being arrested. He now faces murder and burglary charges. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
FMNews.com covers Northern Nevada. After Fox News covers the nation and the world, it's 1230.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 1230.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. A man in his 20s has been shot and killed in Biddeford, Maine by an ICE agent. This according to Maine Independent Senator Angus King, who spoke to the Boston Globe. Senator King says this man had been given an order to leave the country and weaponize his vehicle when he was shot. He went on to the senator to call for a full and transparent investigation. The death of South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham over the weekend is raising questions about whether the Senate will be able to pass President Trump's agenda ahead of the midterm elections, especially a package of strict voter regulations known as the Save America Act. Senate Majority Leader John Thune on Fox.
Well, eventually we'll figure that out. We've got to move forward. You know, obviously right now we are all in the process of still processing and mourning.
This bill would impose sweeping new restrictions on how Americans can vote and require voters to submit documents to prove citizenship. America is listening to Fox News.
Well, 31 here on the KKFT News and Noon. And if you are just joining us, glad to have you with us here in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. We have 75 degrees right now. It is our top local story. And we continue to follow the elephant fire that is burning right now near Hallelujah Junction. It's holding right now at over 6,400 acres, 5% containment.
We have air and ground resources assigned to this fire as well. We do have favorable conditions for all these fires. You are going to see a lot of aircraft flying in and out of the fire, and we have a lot of ground resources working in and out of the fire as well. These fires currently are under investigation.
That is Incident Commander Joe Walton with Cal Fire on the now several wildfires burning just across the state line. They include the Loomis and Lumbee fires in Lassen County. The evacuations from the Elephant Fire include a leave now order in effect for areas west of Highway 395, south of Highway 70. That fire burning just a few miles to the east of Loyalton near the spot where the borders meet for Sierra, Lassen, and Plumas counties. And a big child sex trafficking bust in Reno.
The goal of the operation was to identify and apprehend adults attempting to prey on and purchase sex from minors, as well as those involved in the sexual exploitation of both minors and adults. The HEAT unit views these offenders as among the most dangerous to our community.
And that's Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says the bust went down over the course of 2 days and led to the arrest of 9 men. In other news, food insecurity turns financial. New research shows millions of Americans are borrowing money or draining their savings to afford food.
According to the nonpartisan think tank Urban Institute, over 25% of working-age adults who relied on credit cards to buy groceries were either unable to pay their balance in full or missed their minimum payment. Research also found that about 20% of working-age adults said they dipped into long-term savings that weren't intended for everyday expenses, such as an emergency fund, at least once in the last 12 months to pay for groceries. The research highlights the financial strain many households face as the cost of living rises. I'm Michael Kastner.
FM News Talk Time, 12:33.
When you buy a used vehicle, you shouldn't have to wonder what comes next. At Compani Capital Ford in Carson City, every qualifying used vehicle includes our Select Shield, giving you added protection from day one. That means 3 months or 3,000 miles of limited warranty coverage on select vehicles, so you can drive with confidence. Plus, you'll receive Compani Auto Care with 1 year of included maintenance, including up to 2 oil changes at no extra cost. Because buying shouldn't mean giving up peace of mind. Not every dealership backs their used vehicles with added coverage. At Capital Ford, we do. Every vehicle is carefully inspected, and we believe that strength and transparent pricing matter. Visit Capital Ford today, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. Compani Auto Care and Select Shield apply to qualifying used vehicles only. 3 months or 3,000 miles, whichever comes first. Maintenance includes up to 2 oil changes within 1 year. See dealer for details. Less taxes than Reno and Sparks. Excludes leases.
Oh no, you need car repair? Oh, 911. Oh, you need a smog check? Oh, 911. Oh, you need an alignment? Oh, 911. That's what you need when your vehicle needs attention. That's 324-0911. For service you can trust, 324-0911 for Greg's Garage. Greg's is right off Interstate 80 between Wells and Virginia.
Count on Greg's Garage for service you can trust.
Occasionally damp, generally gray. Overcast for a couple of days before warmer weather and brighter weather moves in Wednesday and Thursday. Until then, we're in the 80s. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
A scary wildland fire near South Lake Tahoe was stopped just before it burned an acre. I'm John Potter for the noon news. It started a little after 1 yesterday afternoon by Route 89 near the Mount Talek trailhead. Quick work by firefighters who are now looking for the cause. And here's the latest on the elephant fire to our northeast that brought in the smoke over the weekend. It started Saturday and quickly spread through brush and timber moving toward Nevada, and now has reached 6 miles east of 395 Hallelujah Junction. Crews say the fire could threaten people living around there. It's still active and hard to control with dry fuels and difficult terrain over ridgetops and spreading into heavy timber. Containment is still only 5% with over 10 square miles burned. Current air quality in our area, we're in the moderate category. I'm John Potter for the noon news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Money, markets, and local business. Your noon news.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are losing ground on flaring Iran tensions, with AI stocks selling off as investors question if the AI trade has more room to run. The price of oil is jumping as Iran tensions escalate, with West Texas Intermediate crude topping $76 a barrel. Tech is the worst performing sector, with memory chip stocks selling off, extending their recent pullback. The resumption of hostilities in the Middle East is reviving inflation worries, just as the market is slated to receive two key inflation reports this week, the Consumer Price Index and the Producer Price Index. Fed Governor Christopher Waller said today he will monitor upcoming inflation data to determine if interest rate hikes are needed. Waller expressing concerns that elevated core inflation could make it difficult to return inflation to the central bank's 2% goal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
All right, and it's 12:37 right here on FM News Talk. Let's go ahead and check in with more financial news.
New research shows millions of Americans are borrowing money or draining their savings to afford food. Michael Kastner reports.
According to the nonpartisan think tank Urban Institute, over 25% of working-age adults who relied on credit cards to buy groceries were either unable to pay their balance in full or missed their minimum payment. Research also found that about 20% of working-age adults said they dipped into long-term savings that weren't intended for everyday expenses, such as an emergency fund, at least once in the last 12 months to pay for groceries. The research highlights the financial strain many households face as the cost of living rises. I'm Michael Kastner.
Nearly $200 million has been wagered by prediction market users on midterm election results. NBC News analyzed over 1,400 open markets on Polymarket and Kalshi, where users can bet on several topics, including sports, political elections, and global events. According to Kalshi, the most likely outcome in the November midterms is Democrats taking control of the Senate and House with a 46% probability as of Sunday evening. Polymarket users placed $3.2 billion in bets on the presidential contest between President Trump and former Vice President Kamala Harris, according to reports from Fortune. It's not cheap to fly these days, and the head of one of the country's biggest carriers says it may get even more expensive soon. Daria Albinger has details.
Delta CEO Ed Bastian says the price of airfares isn't likely to come down, even if the cost of jet fuel does. He tells Fox Business that fuel is aspects of running an airline that's getting more expensive, including labor, airport infrastructure, and technology, not to mention the planes themselves. The government's latest consumer price index shows airline fares rose 2.7% from May to June and were almost 27% higher than a year ago. I'm Daria Albinger.
With your consumer and business news, I'm Chris Caraggio.
FM News Talk Time, 12:40. What are some of the safest cars for teens?
It's Fox Wheels.
Teen crash rates are four times higher than older drivers. IIHS and Consumer Reports are helping parents and young drivers find safe vehicles within their price range that include two tiers of used vehicles from specific years. Best choices include the Mazda 3, Subaru Outback, and Ford Explorer for good marks on braking, emergency handling, and highly rated headlights and front crash prevention systems. There are also more affordable good choices, the Honda Civic Coupe or Sedan, Nissan Rogue, and Volvo XC90. For new cars, six Mazda and Hyundai models earned the 2026 IIHS Top Safety Pick or Top Safety Pick Plus Award, as well as two models each from Toyota and Nissan. What's not on the list for new teen drivers? Sports cars, micro or mini cars, and large vehicles that may be hard to handle or stop. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Time right now for Today in Tech.
A new poll reveals that most Americans support the idea of a sovereign wealth fund where the federal government owns a chunk of major AI companies. The national survey by Verisite shows that 69% of Americans support forcing AI companies to hand over 50% of their stock. Elon Musk and Sam Altman are once again exchanging words. This time the spat happened on X, where Musk took note of Apple's lawsuit against OpenAI. Altman responded by saying Musk is simply mad that the new models at XAI can't keep up with the new models of OpenAI. Meantime, Apple is getting ready to roll out its M6 chip, but it's reportedly working quickly to finish the M7. Bloomberg says it's all being done quickly to accommodate the rapidly changing world of AI. And Waze is adding new AI-powered features and customization updates. The navigation app will offer personalized routes based on previous trips, as well as a motorcycle mode, which includes two-wheeler shortcuts and restrictions. Tech Report, I'm Matt Mattinson.
FM News Talk Time, 1242.
Your midday drive update. KKFT Traffic.
We're doing just fine on the roads right now. There are no collisions working anywhere. It's moving along at the limit, but the limit is reduced for the most part between the Spaghetti Bowl and Nevada State line on eastbound and westbound Interstate 80. They have three major construction projects going on all at once, replacing roads, widening roads, replacing bridges. Be prepared for delays on your way to California. I'm going to remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only 99 simoleons at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It is 80 degrees in Sparks, 76 in Minden, 79 in Wellington, 66 degrees in Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather.
By Wednesday and Thursday, we'll get back to plenty of sunshine and temperatures in the 90s, something more seasonal, but a little cooler, grayer, and damper than that. Until then. Weather brought to us by REMAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. She should be your real estate agent. Mary Jo and the Brummer Group listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
If your AC isn't working during the Reno summer, you and your family feel it. LT Automotive repairs and recharges your AC so you can drive in comfort. Beat the heat this summer. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters, always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction. And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to Brothers Windows. brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with the Generac automatic standby generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
Hi, Northern Nevada. I'm Bill with Red Wing Shoes in Carson City, and I want to be your go-to boot guy. We're tucked right on 444 East William Street and proud to be the only independent Red Wing store in Northern Nevada. Shopping with us means supporting local business, fueling our communal spirit, and keeping your hard-earned dollars right here in breathtaking Nevada. Whether you're at work, hiking, hunting, or getting dressed up to go out, we have your footwear. Along with the comfort and quality you have come to expect with Red Wing boots, we now offer you more. Introducing revolutionary 3D printed custom footbeds, the perfect blend of technology and tailor-made comfort. Why not take a ride to Carson City and visit us on William Street, right across from Smith's? Come into our store, support our locally owned business, and find out what we mean by the ultimate fit experience.
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. Look good.
You make it to Virginia City, but now your engine sounds like a high noon shootout. LT the Superdog has you covered. From starters to batteries, LT Automotive gets you moving again, cowpoke. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Attention California drivers, the state is launching a new state-run incentive to keep the electric vehicle market moving.
Governor Gavin Newsom says starting later this summer, Californians buying their first electric vehicle with a retail price of up to $50,000 can drive home with $3,500 off and $1,750 off a used EV that costs up to $25,000. This is part of a new rebate program bill the governor signed dedicating more than $135 million for what Newsom calls an affordable clean car future. It comes following President Trump putting an end to the federal $7,500 EV tax credit last year. Newsom saying in a statement, no one can stop Californians from choosing vehicles that are better for their wallets and better for the air they breathe. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Do you remember the Olive Garden pasta pass? It's back. After a six-year break, Olive Garden bringing back its most coveted deal, the never-ending pasta pass. But there's a major hitch for hungry fans.
Olive Garden says that its long-awaited never-ending pasta pass is making a comeback. It's the first time the restaurant has offered the deal since 2019. Olive Garden's pasta pass has helped kickstart the restaurant industry's subscription trend as budget-conscious diners drive restaurants towards subscriptions and loyalty programs. The pass costs $100 each plus tax and buys 13 weeks of unlimited pasta. Diners can mix and match from 120 combinations of pastas, sauces, and protein toppings, plus bottomless soup or salad and breadsticks on the side. The catch? There are only 10,000 passes available. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Other news that we are following this hour as we continue right along. Word is that a city in New Jersey is rolling out new tech to improve accessibility.
Residents of Hoboken will see robots from the company Daxbot roaming sidewalks to collect data. The month-long survey will study street conditions, pathways, and crosswalks. Bots will be under constant supervision and travel at walking speed. They will also wear high-visibility vests. The initiative is part of Hoboken's Vision Zero plan to eliminate traffic-related injuries and deaths by 2030. I'm Lizzie Radabali.
Time right now for Today in Hollywood.
Moana, off to a disappointing start at the box office, even after finishing in first place, the live-action adaptation bringing in $43 million in its debut. That was against expectations of $60 to $65 million. Meantime, Michael passing $1 billion in global ticket sales.
It is now the first biopic to reach that box office milestone. Michael is also the highest-grossing musical biopic, beating Bohemian Rhapsody with $911 million worldwide. I'm Mark Mayfield.
actor Sam Neill being remembered by friends and colleagues after his sudden death in Sydney, Australia. The New Zealand-born actor was widely known for playing Dr. Alan Grant in the Jurassic Park franchise. The director of Jurassic World saying Neill was a deeply soulful and beautiful man. New Zealand's prime minister calling Neill one of the country's greatest cultural exports. The 78-year-old Neill was diagnosed with stage 3 blood cancer, but had been declared cancer-free in April. Jay-Z apologizing to fans after a security breach delayed his concert in New York City for hours.
The show at Yankee Stadium was supposed to start at 8 o'clock on Sunday night, but it actually began a little bit after midnight.
Really sorry for the inconvenience, but I had to make sure everybody was okay.
Concert organizer Live Nation and the NYPD said there were no reported injuries or arrests made in connection to the breach. Sunday's show was the final night of a hometown series celebrating the 30th anniversary of Jay-Z's debut album, Reasonable Doubt. I'm Lizzie Redabali.
That's entertainment. I'm Jennifer Polsoni.
FM News Talk Time, 1250.
Now your new news sports update on KKFT.
Aces had a season-high 4-game winning streak end on Sunday. Round Rock won the last game of the series yesterday 5-3, but back-to-back 4-2 weeks hasn't happened before this season. All-star break this week with the Aces back in action Friday night at Salt Lake City. It was draft weekend for Major League Baseball. 3 Northern Nevada pitchers were selected. Kyle Scolari, the former Minogue standout who was with Oregon last year, taken in the 5th round by the White Sox. The Giants picked Reno grad Eric Nochstein in the 6th round. He pitched for McNeese State last season. And Nevada pitcher Aiden Brainerd was picked in the 6th round by the Rangers. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Frustrated with depression medications that don't work or can't tolerate their side effects? TMS is an FDA-cleared, non-drug treatment for depression that works when antidepressants don't. There's no anesthesia or downtime, and sessions take just 18 minutes. Get your life back. Call TMS and Neurofeedback of Reno Tahoe at 775-825-1005 or visit tmsreno.com. That's 825-1005.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac Home Backup Generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last. 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
What does America mean to you?
When our founders signed the Declaration of Independence nearly 250 years ago, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to the creation of a new nation. They knew they might have been signing their own death warrants at the time, but instead, they began a seismic experiment that has turned into the freest and most prosperous country the world has ever known. What a blessing and what an inheritance. Hey, it's Guy Benson on 99.1 KKFT and 92.3 KSVL.
Hey, Northern Nevada, it's time to get back to work. Brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Chromalloy in Carson City has openings for skilled machinists and CNC operators. With 3 to 5 years of experience, you'll get top wages and all shifts are open. Apply at chromalloy.com/careers. For more details, go to HireMeNevada.com.
Whether you are looking for work or need more help, go to HireMeNevada.com.
FM Top Weather.
Occasionally damp, generally gray. Overcast for a couple of days before warmer weather and brighter weather moves in Wednesday and Thursday. Until then, we're in the 80s. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
Major League Baseball hosting its annual All-Star Week in Philadelphia, leading up to Tuesday night's All-Star Game, where the top players from the National and the American Leagues compete for bragging rights. But it's not just the competition, nor the Frankfurter is heating up. Extreme temperatures are sweltering across the area. It's going to make for a very warm game.
This time around, the Midsummer Classic arrives during what could be the city's fourth heat wave since May. Forecasters are warning of dangerously hot conditions, not just here, but across much of the Northeast, with heat index values climbing toward the triple digits. And fans are finding ways to stay cool.
I mean, it feels good right now. Hopefully it stays out. No rain. That's all we're hoping for. You know, we want a little bit of wind tonight, see those balls get out of the park. But besides that, let's just hope for the sun.
And the best part about both games, tonight's home run derby and tomorrow's All-Star game, is they both start at 8 o'clock. So well after the hottest part of the day.
And that is Fox's, that of course is Fox Weather reporting there. 1 in 5 Americans say they'll judge someone based on their first name.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
Two of the names that's those people name. Are most judgmental about, Karen and Chad. Karen drew the most negative reactions in a survey by Talker Research, no doubt for its use as a moniker for a stereotypical type of belligerent woman. Chad, often used online to describe a super confident male, was second. The survey also found Gen Z is the most likely to judge someone based on their name.
Call me by your name and I'll call you by mine.
I'm Michael Kastner.
Word from Hollywood, Sam Neill, not the only big death rocking Hollywood. A TV star from the 70s has died. Randolph Bantooth had a TV career that's been 5 decades, but he's best known for starring in the hit paramedic series Emergency, which ran from 1972 to 1977 and included several TV movies. Mantooth went on to have a long career as a guest star on TV shows and was nominated for several awards for his roles on soap operas. His family said on Friday that Randolph Mantooth died Friday after a long illness. He was 80 years old. Well, Anthony Hopkins, the actor, is out with a classical music single.
Bracken Road is featured on the Oscar-winning actor's upcoming album, Life is a Dream. It's a collection of music he wrote over 6 decades, performed by conductor Gustavo Dudamel and the Philharmonia Orchestra. It'll be released August 21st on Decca Classics. I'm Matt Mattinson.
A U.S. citizen working for a humanitarian organization in the Democratic Republic of the Congo has tested positive for Ebola.
The CDC announced the test results on Friday. Federal health officials say they are working with the patient's organization and other agencies in the Congo to help prevent further spread. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Right before the top of the hour, if you are just joining us, our top local story on Fire Watch today, and word is that the Elephant Fire burning near Hallelujah Junction is holding at over 6,400 acres, 5% containment. Word is that that includes several other wildfires that are burning across the state line in California. They include the Loomis and Lumbee fires in Lassen County. And as for evacuations from the Elephant Fire, there is still a leave now order in effect in Lassen for areas west of Highway 395 and south of Highway 70. That fire is burning to the east of Loyalton near the spot where the borders for Sierra, Lassen, and Plumas counties meet. There was also another close call on a wildfire in South Lake Tahoe. Fire crews were able to put the kibosh on the Talek fire. after it burned a quarter of an acre around 1:30 Sunday near the Mount Talek trailhead off Highway 89. The cause is under investigation. I'm Greg Neff. Talk with you tomorrow on the KKFT News at Noon. Take care.
Help me out here, all my words are falling short.
First with Fox, first on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.